Last Sunday, we heard the gospel from this same gospel evangelist, the Beatitudes, the blessedness that God is has prepared for all of us, for those who are persecuted, for those who are hungering and thirsting for God, for those who suffer greatly here on earth, but unite that pain to the suffering of Christ on the cross, and then they'll be rewarded in heaven. Today's gospel is a continuation of that. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are those who are cursed. Blessed are those who love their enemies. The society, the world, is telling us the opposite. Do the contrary. If you are cursed, if somebody curses you, curse them back. If somebody says something falsely against you, do the same. Following the law, the lex talionis, the law of retaliation, to really return back in the same degree or kind the injury that was done to you. This message of the gospel is really difficult. It is very challenging because it's not easy to do that. We want to fight. We want to get even. If somebody does something that we don't like, again, we want to get even. But Jesus is really asking us all and inviting us to do the opposite. And he never did anything that he's asking us to do. He did it first. He's done it. He died on the cross. He didn't do anything. He was the victim. He was innocent. He was blasphemed, tortured. And he didn't do anything. But he did it to show us the way, to show us that we can do precisely what he's asking us to do today, to love our enemies, really to do good all the time, always, to overcome evil by doing good. God saved us to make us holy, not happy. Some experiences may not contribute to our happiness, but all can be made to contribute to our holiness. I think the summary of today's gospel is right here. Be merciful as I am merciful, as the Heavenly Father is merciful. Mother Teresa tells us all of us must be saints in the world. Holiness is a duty for you and for me. So let's be saints and so give glory to the Father. To be holy means to be set apart, to be consecrated for God. And this is the message of today, that we may be able to set ourselves apart instead of responding good for evil, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, that we may show the side of Christ, the side of forgiveness, the side of mercy. Only in this way we will be able to get rid of evil. Because if we respond evil by evil, evil for evil, then that will create chaos, war. That will create disunity, division. Christ is asking us to do the extraordinary in the ordinary world, in this life, that we may take the extra step, go to the extra mile to show forgiveness, to show mercy. This is what we're all about to do. Again, we either choose to get even or we choose to show mercy. In today's entrance hymn, it says, there is mercy for the sinner and more graces for the good. All of those who choose to do evil, God is always there, calling them to conversion, calling them to change their heart, to do good, to do as Christ does, forgive and show mercy. But what's in it for all of those who choose to do good even when evil is done to them? God is saying that there's more graces for that person that chooses to do good. At the end of the line, at the end of the day, everybody's going to be judged accordingly. God is merciful, but he's also just. Those who choose to do evil, they will receive their reward. But those who choose to do good at all times, they will also receive their recompense. My dear friends in Christ, as we approach this holy banquet, let us ask our Blessed Mother to pray for all of us so that we may do as Christ is asking us to do, not to judge, not to do evil, but to strive daily to do good, to radiate the goodness that God has, and to really imitate him in everything. What would Jesus do, especially when we are mistreated, that we may treat everyone with respect and with love? Hopefully, the other person may get the idea that we will not respond by doing evil, but only doing good. And again, hopefully they get the idea that we're all called to do good, to treat everyone as Christ would treat them. As we pray for all of us today, the church, that we may be strengthened and nourished by Almighty God, so that we may go out there and make a difference. We're all called his disciples, and he's calling us all to love everyone always. Please stand. I believe in one God.